It's an incident that happened in 2006 in Afghanistan. And when I'm explaining the movie to folk, I say the backdrop to the movie is the war. There's a war going on, and this incident happens. Within the incident, there's a group of soldiers that find themselves in a minefield. And obviously, they discover it's a minefield by somebody standing on it. The incidents occur throughout it with various mines. By the end of it, it's 6 hours. The guys have been lying waiting on the rescue helicopters to come. It's a tough watch because it's a true story, but it's also an emotional roller coaster for the audience. I mean, what a night of entertainment you're going to get. I mean, I say that to Stu. It's funny because obviously you get into the entertainment business to entertain folk, but this is a story that happened to these real guys. But when you're sitting in the cinema watching those folk engaging, covering their eyes, biting their nails, you know, and then bursting out laughing at the dark humour, it's an incredible watch.
And how did you prepare for this role?
I did all my research on Stu, from pictures, how he held his weapon, how he would stand, and then meeting him. We went for a few light shandies, and we were out to the early hours, and that's, to be honest, when I could ask the tough questions. The more information I knew, the truer I could be to Stu.
Most of the filming happened out in Jordan. The paras put you through your paces?
Yeah, we did a boot camp with some of the ex-three para guys. We got off the bus as a bunch of actors, thinking we'd be turning up and the guys would be saying, "Hi there, guys, we're going to teach you how to hold the weapon, do this." And as soon as we got off the bus, it was like, take a knee, right, you fat boy, move it. You know what I mean? It was not probably what we were expecting. And very quickly, when you do the boot camp, you realised a lot of the story started to make sense, because you're looking at the training now, and there's a lot of times in the movie, as an actor, you'd be asking, why did you do that, why did you do that? And it's the training. The training's kicking in at points within the movie. So yeah, we did the boot camp, which really helped. It bonded the guys as well, you know, and that's what the movie's about. It's about a band of brothers, essentially. You know, how far would you go for your mate, you know, when he's lying on the ground and his leg's missing? You know, that's essentially it.
What did Stu think about it after, when he saw the premiere?
Stu came to see the movie with his friends and family. I kind of stayed away the night of the premiere because I thought, I don't want to run up to him and say, how did we do? Did we do good? I thought, I'll leave him. It's his story, essentially. You know, my job was to tell it. I thought he'll come and speak to me when he's ready. He phoned me 2 days later and he said he was chatting to his girlfriend. And he's like, I'm really sorry. He says, I thought it was brilliant. I really enjoyed it. But yeah, I mean, he gave us 99.9%, he said. So I said, I'll take that.
The film has actually been nominated for the Best Debut BAFTA.
Yeah, well, the director and the producer, Paul Katis and Andrew, one of the producers, are up for the BAFTA nod. So it's been dead exciting. When we got involved in it, you read the script, you knew it was going to be an epic movie if we got it right. And that's what Stu said when he met the actors. He said, listen, guys, I've read the script. It's to a T. That's what happened. If yous can get in this and get engaged in it, it'll do really well. And obviously you don't get BAFTA nods without you've done a good job. So no, we're absolutely delighted.